From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has ended a brief visit to Geneva in an effort to try to salvage a two-month-old cessation of hostilities weakened by violence in Syria. He said Washington and Moscow have made progress in trying to contain the fighting.
Russia and the United States have agreed that there will be additional personnel who will work from here in Geneva on a daily basis, 24/7, in order to try to make sure that there is a better job and a better ability to be able to enforce the cessation of hostilities day to day.
Kerry met Monday with Saudi Foreign Minister Adel El Jubeir and UN Syria envoy Stefan de Mistura, who traveled to Moscow Tuesday.
Aleppo, in particular, needs to be addressed. 254 victims have been taking place during the last few days. Three hospital facilities have been touched. There is no excuse for not finding again, reinvigorating and reinstalling and re-implementing what has been the only strong message the Syrian people have heard from all of us, that it's possible to have talks when, finally, the cessation of hostilities is reducing the violence on them.
Kerry said an agreement on Aleppo could be announced in coming days. New violence, a rocket attack, reportedly killing at least four in that city on Tuesday. Authorities in Kenya have arrested the owner of a condemned building that collapsed Friday in the capital, Nairobi, as the death toll rose to at least 21. Rescue workers say dozens who lived in the apartment complex are still missing. Hopes are fading to finding more survivors in the rubble. The building, which was close to a river, collapsed following heavy rainfall that was caused by flooding and landslides. This is VOA News. There was no sign Monday of a repeat of the mass weekend protest and sit-in by Shia backers of cleric Muqtada al-Sadr in the Iraqi capital Baghdad's Green Zone. They were marking a religious festival instead, but Sadr has vowed to return to the side of the central government to press authorities on reform or to call for new elections. In Washington Monday, White House spokesman Josh Earnest remained supportive of Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's government.
Prime Minister Abadi has demonstrated a commitment to prioritizing a government philosophy that unites the country. You know, that's why the United States has been supportive of his efforts to implement reforms. But ultimately, those reforms need to be responsive to the concerns and priorities of the Iraqi people. That's his top priority. That's why the United States can be supportive of his efforts. But ultimately, it's Prime Minister Abadi listening to the Iraqi people that will make decisions about how to effectively run that country.
Sadr has demanded a government of technocrats replace the current leadership. Political parties have rejected many of Mr. Abadi's reform efforts. A car bomb Monday killed at least 14, wounded more than 40 in Baghdad as Shia pilgrims mark the anniversary of the death of a revered 8th-century religious leader. A parked car containing explosives detonated in a southwest neighborhood. For the first time in nearly four decades, a U.S. cruise vessel docked Monday in Havana, opening another chapter in revived U.S.-Cuban relations. Reestablished just last year, the Carnival Cruise Line's Adonia and its 700-plus passengers left the Port of Miami Sunday. Arnold Donald is president of the Carnival Corporation.
We want to thank the Obama administration. We want to thank Cuba for making all this possible. And we're very, very happy to be here with our Fathom brand.
The Adonia will sail to Havana twice a month, although tourist travel to the island is still barred under a U.S. trade embargo Congress imposed shortly after the 1959 Cuba Revolution. Venezuela's opposition, meanwhile, says it's delivered a petition to election authorities to call for a nationwide referendum to remove President Nicolas Maduro from office. The opposition Democratic Unity Roundtable says it collected nearly 2 million signatures, more than nine times the number needed to launch a referendum process. Voters in the Midwest U.S. state of Indiana head to the polls Tuesday in the Republican and Democratic presidential primary elections. It's seen as a vote crucial to Texas Senator Ted Cruz's effort to keep New York billionaire businessman Donald Trump from securing a first ballot victory as the Republican Party presidential nominee. On the Democratic side, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton maintains a comfortable delegate lead over Vermont Socialist Senator Bernie Sanders. President Obama, marking the fifth anniversary of the killing of al-Qaeda mastermind Osama bin Laden, told a cable news audience Monday the decision to hunt him down was a priority, but the mission to carry out it out was heavily debated. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.